Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Irv, this is Dick Matrician. You should be on in life.
How is the audio this evening?
The audio is perfect. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. We are going to cover some information that you'll probably find to be very difficult to get your head around. We're going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about the past. We're going to talk about where those two come together in a revolutionary breakthrough in technology. For first-time listeners, we're going to give you the opportunity to walk away with absolutely no obligation, free samples of some of the most amazing technology available in the world. So, welcome, welcome. Let me start with a little disclaimer, and that is that the information that you're going to hear this evening is only for educational purposes. If indeed you construe any of it as medical advice, you're taking it completely out of context. If you are planning on changing any of your medical protocols, please consult with an informed medical practitioner before doing so. Any income that we will be discussing during this particular brief encounter is in no way to be construed as a claim or a projection of income. We will avail you to the resources where you can review the detail and determine exactly how you will be able to add income if you so desire. With that, let me start with a little history. One of my icons in our world was named Nikola Tesla. Don't know how many people are familiar with some of his major achievements or some of the major battles that he had for even basic recognition. But the reality is that no matter what you know about him, you don't know enough. And based upon some of the spectacular information that is available on some of the pioneering ideas that he brought to the world, I believe we would all conclude, as you do a little diligence, that he certainly was a futurist. Came to the United States the beginning of the 1900s. And unfortunately died in the mid-1940s, but he certainly left this world with major impact. He was a physicist, he was a mechanical engineer, he was an electrical engineer. In some of his projects you may be familiar with, for instance, Niagara Falls, the river, creates some pretty amazing natural energy, and he was able to harness it in the Niagara Project, which, you know, basically energizes a huge portion of the New York and, you know, Canadian area. The power is created by the forces of nature. Well, he also had some other projects. In fact, he was going to provide free electricity to the entire world. And he certainly, you know, came up with some great working activity, close to accomplishing that, but there were some bankers that pulled the plug on it before it came to fruition. I don't know about you, but on my houses, I have these silly little meters, and somebody tries to collect money every single month as I continue to use the power that's provided to those facilities. So some of the other things that you're probably not as familiar with are related to some of his theoretical work. Specifically, he was pioneering something called quantum resonating energy. We're going to talk a lot about that this evening. And now we're going to jump pretty much 100 years from, you know, his original work. You know, again, he was doing his pioneering work in the 20s on quantum resonating energy. And in 2012, a young man from New Hampshire was invited to the Tesla convention. Now, again, for those of you that weren't familiar with Nikola Tesla, then you're probably definitely not familiar with the Tesla convention. But it's an esoteric event in which some of the sharpest minds around the world are invited to attend, and they present some pretty amazing ideas and theories at those events. Well, there was a young man from New Hampshire, Mike Hassler, invited to that event, and his father, Rick Hassler, who had recently sold one of his companies back in 2012, as an Inc. 500 company after 25 years of developing that company to a huge company called Kyocera for big bucks. Well, Rick, the father, basically said to Mike, "Nah, you're not going, kid." And he had his reasons, and that was they live in backwoods New Hampshire, and Mike was a young man and certainly didn't have very much worldly exposure, and the event that year was in Germany. So his father, you know, was really reticent about allowing him to go. Mike, however, was pretty persistent, worked on his father aggressively, and eventually Dad came around and he said, "All right, Mike, you're right. It may be the biggest event of your life. It may be the impetus that changes everything for you. And I certainly can't withhold, you know, your being there. However, there's a catch." And the catch was, "I'm going with you." Now, probably disillusioning for a 19-year-old man to have his dad go with him, but that's how it went down. So they went. Vinny, Vici, Vici, Latin, you know, they saw. You know, they went, they saw, they conquered. And ultimately, when they came back to the United States after having kind of internalized some amazing theoretical stuff, Rick, the father, pigeonholed all the information. He said, "Wow, pretty impressive. Maybe if I live long enough," and he's about 60 years old now, so he was 52 at the time, "maybe in 50 years or so, some of that might, you know, come to practical application somewhere in the world." And that's where he left it. His son, on the other hand, had a completely different perception, even though they had, you know, been exposed to exactly the same information, to the father's, you know, complete non-belief. Mike said, "Dad, I think I could develop something very practical out of what we, you know, kind of were introduced to. And more importantly, I believe I can impact the world." And his dad did a crazy double, triple, quadruple take. Said, "What?" Because again, you know, he had heard exactly the same information. There was certainly nothing practical in what he heard. In fact, you know, he kind of saw it as Star Trek or Star Wars or, you know, just pure science fiction. Well, Mike had a completely different perception. He said, "Dad, I got this." And his dad said, "Really?" You know, and Mike said, "Yeah, absolutely." So his dad said, "What do you need?" And Mike said, "Money, Dad." And, you know, Rick being, you know, kind of not too concerned about money, but he wanted to know what was going on. And he said, "For what?" And Mike basically began to spell out, you know, his needs. He had a who's list, starting with state-of-the-art computers, some blue light energy equipment, some equipment capable of being able to basically imprint storage devices with energy. And it went on and on, and, you know, sounded pretty crazy to his dad, but he said, "Are you serious?" And Mike said, "As serious as anything I've ever intended to do in my life, Dad. I got this." And his dad said, "Well, it's only money. Here's the checkbook." And that was the beginning. And Mike went, you know, to shopping and got what he needed and basically put together a quantum physics laboratory. And at that point, he went to work. And he was unstoppable in his research and his development. And he just kept working. And it didn't take very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. And they filed for a patent. It has since been granted. And that was the beginning of what I call a change in our world. And here is what that original patent was or is. And since then, they have been granted four other patents. There's one that was just approved, so you'll see on the website very soon a sixth patent. And they have a lot of other, you know, research and development, all being done internally, all being done in the United States of America. Everything that you're going to hear about tonight is manufactured in the United States, shipped in the United States, and covered by at least two U.S. patents. So it is pretty formidable. There are now 13 international awards that have been granted to this company over the last 8 years. And most people have no clue that anything that you're about to hear about even exists or even possibly can exist. So let's talk about that practical application back in 2012 that began this process. That was a little, and I'm going to, you know, basically describe the patent, and then I'll go into the practical application. The patent was, we have the ability to extract frequencies from any given source. Everything in this world is a resonating frequency. Whether you're looking through a windshield or whether you're looking through a window, whether you're driving on pavement or concrete, or whether you're walking on a wooden floor or some kind of a substrate, or whether you're eating a mineral or a vitamin, whether you're consuming a plant, you know, the individual components within that plant, they all have a specific resonating frequency. One frequency per item throughout the entire universe. So that's a fundamental fact. And here is where it becomes a little more magical, and that is we can isolate those frequencies. And then this company, based upon their original patent, is able to put them into storage devices. And they've been working over the last 8 years improving those storage modalities, having found what they, up to this point, considered to be absolutely the best at being able to store the energy that they isolate and then embed into these storage devices, which for simplicity's sake, I'm going to call batteries from here on in. And the materials or the substrates that they're currently using are holograms and carbon layered fiber material. Why? Because they hold energy extremely efficiently without it morphing in any way, without it changing. So that's the first and the second part of the patent. And here's the third part where the magic absolutely is going to, you know, kind of get you questioning the reality of what I'm telling you. Or at least it did me. And that is, it is the fact that when you come in to the proximity of one of these batteries that has been embedded with the energy, the effect is that your energy field is, you know, basically stimulated in such a fashion or energized in such a fashion that it is identical for all intents and purposes as if you had been in the original energy field that created the frequency that's been embedded into the storage battery, as if you had consumed the original substance that is emitting the energy. Yet there is no physical composition, there is no chemical composition, it is only energy. What did I just say? When I first heard that, I said, no way. You know, again, just like Rick, I said, maybe someday in the future, but that can't possibly be a part of our world yet. Well, it is. And this is what basically gave me the revelation that got my little feeble brain thinking about maybe it is possible. And then, you know, I said, well, if it is, you know, possible, I need to have evidence. I need to see this, you know, I need to feel this. I need to experience this. And I did, and it's real. And you're going to have the same epiphany when you take, you know, the first step forward and you decide to experiment, prove that these things can't work, and they're going to prove to you that they do work. So here was what kind of got my, you know, brain around the possibility that this could be. And that was, somebody said to me, you know what the sun is, right? And I said, duh. And they said, well, are you aware that when you're exposed to the sun, whether you're a blind man or whether you're, you know, kind of in a subdued lighting situation, you know, under a tree in the shade, whatever, but exposed to the sun, that your body begins to produce vitamin D3? And I said, yeah, I'm aware of that. And then they said, do you know that your body will never overproduce vitamin D3 based upon, you know, any unlimited amount of sun exposure that you have? There's other consequences from too much sun exposure, but vitamin D3 is not a problematic reality. Your body will only develop what it needs. It only takes the energy from the sun to develop the maximum amount that your body uses. And I said, that's interesting. And they said, that is exactly what these batteries do. And I kind of got it. I said, whoa, you know, I don't know how they do this, you know. And then they said, well, if you want to read the patents, they're available. You know, U.S. government doesn't grant patents for no reason. Read them. And they're available readily for everybody listening to this show. Just get back to the individual who invited you here tonight, and you'll be able to, you know, look at them and study in-depthly if you so choose. So here is the first practical application. The company came up with a little resonator, a little battery, looks like a Band-Aid, about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. And what it does is it provides relief from anxiety and stress, relief from discomfort, whether it's something that you've been carrying for years and years, or whether it's just an acute circumstance where maybe you pull a muscle, or you just overdo something and you end up with some discomfort, or maybe you have a nausea condition. It provides relief. It has more than 100 different frequencies embedded into this little peel and stick, and it resonates energy in this hologram for about 72 hours, time to peel it off and stick another one on, and you stick it where it hurts. Pretty much as simple as it is, so much simpler than pharmacological or chemical, you know, solutions that might mask the symptoms in your body that lead to these discomforting or these anxiety stress situations. This is natural, perfectly energizing modalities that bring relief. And at the same time, they came up with another modality that they called a nitro patch. And what it does is it stimulates the natural frequencies within your body to begin to develop higher levels or more efficient production of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a natural gas produced through your cardiovascular system. Back in 1998, there was a Nobel Physics Prize winner that specifically charted the pioneering understanding of why nitric oxide is so important to mammals. We now have encyclopedias in literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of studies documenting the importance of nitric oxide. But here is the nitty-gritty, and that is, it is a vasculator. It specifically compels your entire cardiovascular system to more efficiently deliver nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. How important is that? Well, how important is oxygen? You think about that. Stop breathing for a couple days and kind of analyze how important it was. Or on the other side, simply hyperventilate or huff some oxygen out of an oxygen tank or get some O2 drops or something that compels more readily available oxygen in your body, and you'll see mental clarity and focus, better performance. You're going to see all kinds of benefits as the mitochondria in every cell in your body begin to work at efficient levels. Oxygen is a critical component of optimal function. And simply by putting on one of these batteries, a little peel and stick, lasts for 3 days, it allows the body to begin to bring your levels of nitric oxide back to youthful levels. That is a breakthrough. And for people that are looking for better performance, mental clarity, focus, energy, looking to be, you know, maybe ahead of the crowd in some kind of a competitive activity, getting the cutting edge or the winning edge, or maybe some, you know, kind of normal, regular activity. You're going to go out and you're going to shovel some snow. Would you like to have, you know, a little more endurance at being able to do that in much faster recovery? Or in the bedroom, would you like to perform a little better? Nitric oxide is an amazing component of healthy individuals, and we have one of the most incredible solutions to bringing your levels up. A couple other modalities that I'm going to talk about, and then I'm going to jump to some inventions that are outstanding and absolutely patented and unique that everybody needs. The next one is a little battery. It's called CBD, cannabidiol. It specifically has no chemicals in it at all, so there is no chemical complication. You don't have to worry about the fillers that they use to produce it. You don't have to worry about how many milligrams that your body needs to stimulate your natural endocannabinoid production. Specifically, your body only utilizes what it needs. And this particular modality has full-spectrum CBD that resonates continuously. It's available in two different formulations. One is a little peel-and-stick sticker that lasts about 72 hours, and the other looks like a PET tag. It's made out of carbon fiber. It's guaranteed for an entire year, and it will last a lot longer. The advantages? Again, you don't have to go through the experiments to find the right milligrams that works for you. You don't have to worry about the dosage configuration. Do I need to take it every 2 hours, every 4 hours, every 6 hours, every 8 hours to keep my body at optimal endocannabinoid stimulation? And what is this endocannabinoid? What's that? Well, it turns out back in the 70s, Dr. McCollum in Israel was doing research on cannabis, and he discovered that all mammals have a system called the endocannabinoid system, which brings the body back towards homeostasis, back to balance. Balance of every system in your body. Okay, balance of your nervous system, balance of your cardiovascular system, balance of your endocrine system, that's your hormones, balance of your digestive system, your muscular skeletal system. Every system in your body is absolutely compelled to much higher levels of normal function by an optimized endocannabinoid system. And it doesn't get any better than stimulating it continuously with resonating energy. You don't have the peak when you take a product and then the denigration or the waning as it, you know, is consumed or digested, or as it goes through your bloodstream and it begins to dissipate. Then you take it again, you have a peak, then a trough, then a peak, then a trough. We don't have any of those complications with any of these batteries because it's continuous energy. And the advantages for CDL drivers, for military people, for veterans, for U.S. government or other government employees, for people that work in school districts or universities where there could be complications related to possibly having some THC in your body, possibly positively testing for cannabis, could be a career ender. Well, we don't have any chemical composition of any kind, so there's no possible way that anybody could ever test to find, you know, any chemicals in your body. There aren't any. It's energy only. And it works equally well on every mammal on the planet. So your dog, your cat, your pet giraffe, your pet elephant, your pet lion are going to get the same benefits. In fact, we were at an event and somebody had some oxen, okay, big animals. And I never realized that they have stress, but boy, they are stressed out when there are people around them. And they can be pretty aggressive. So there isn't a better solution than one of our pet tags for even something as big as an ox. So take advantage of them, unconditionally guaranteed for a year. All of our modalities have at least a $30 or a 30-day unconditional guarantee. That would be all of the peel and sticks, with the exception of the one I'm going to talk about right now. And it's a little different. It is a EMF protection device. Basically, electromagnetic frequency is something that interferes with our vibrating energy. You know, it's a foreign frequency that our bodies were not made to be impacted with on a continuous basis. And it has so many detrimental effects. Don't take my word for it. Take a look at the report that we have available that has scientific citations relative to the research that's been done and what we now know about the damaging effects of EMF, especially 5G. Simply go to go to quantumsolutionsnow.com, quantumsolutionsnow.com, and make sure that when you request your up-to-date report on EMF dangers and solutions to mitigate the complications of EMF, to list the individual that invited you to this broadcast. Again, list their name in the box at the bottom. This device, the EMF shield or EMF resonator or EMF battery, is something perfect for anything that emits electromagnetic frequency or electromagnetic radiation. That would be your cell phone. By the way, if you're maybe an opportunist looking for, you know, some way to capitalize on something in our world, there are more than 8 billion cell phones in our world, and every owner needs to protect themselves from the electromagnetic frequency that they emit. Also, the routers and laptops and notebooks and hair dryers and smart appliances and vacuum cleaners and burglar alarm systems and smart meters on your house, they all emit EMF, so it only makes sense that you take advantage of these protection devices. We have evidence. You could review the evidence and how well they work. You specifically can physically do kinesiology and test and show, you know, yourself without any doubt that these EMF emitting devices weaken you. And when you put a protector on them, when you put one of our EMF shields on the device, it will neutralize that negative impact and you will definitely become much stronger. We have other technologies. Those are guaranteed for an entire year, by the way. They last probably a lot longer unless you damage the hologram itself, but they're guaranteed for a year. We have two other modalities I'm going to talk about. One is a freshness card. It is a separate patent within our stable of patents, and it is an amazing technology. It's a hologram, guaranteed for a year, and what it does is it mitigates the complications of bacteria, mold, and fungi. So if you put one in your refrigerator, you'll see that everything in that refrigerator will begin to take on a vibrancy, a freshness that will exceed anything that you've ever seen before. In fact, it extends the life of things that typically deteriorate very rapidly by 50% and often more. And it has so many other uses, but I'm not going to go into those. But if you indeed want to extend the longevity of your milk and your dairy items, your fruit and your vegetables, your leftovers, your meat, your seafood, your cut flowers, your bakery items, you know, this being the holiday season, would you like the absolute freshest baked items to last much longer than they ever have before? Well, you need to have a freshness card. It will save you a ton of money. And then we move on. The final item I'm going to talk about in the product line is something called an earthing card, an EMF protection device. And what this does is it has frequencies embedded in it. It looks like a credit card, but it's carbon fiber. And it has the frequency of the earth. So if you're familiar with the concept of earthing, it is better than anything that you could experience unless you're willing to spend most of your time, 24 hours a day, outside, barefoot, walking in the ground or having your little toes dangling in streams and creeks and getting close to Niagara Falls and Victoria Falls and using or taking advantage of white water, you know, experiences with energy or the earth around the world. You know, when you're doing that, you're getting the earthing frequencies. And your body absolutely is getting healthier with every second that it's exposed to those frequencies. But for most of us, as we look out at the snowfall, or, you know, when it's a chilly night, we just don't feel like running outside barefoot and hanging out or laying on the ground. So, you know, because of what man has done over the last, you know, 50 years or so, the invention of vulcanized rubber and then the invention of plastic, we've isolated ourselves from the earth. This card gives us the benefit of those frequencies continually impacting us. And some of the other benefits of this card are that it specifically mitigates the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, dirty electricity. Understand that, you know, you can put on our stickers and protect from the devices around your home, you know, the devices in your car. But what do you do about the towers themselves? What do you do about the main concourse of electrical wires that runs by your house or your church or your synagogue or your school? Well, these devices mitigate that complication. We could demonstrate that. Specifically, by simply holding one of these cards, we could demonstrate that your strength will improve. Often we see major improvements in range of motion. We see improvements in flexibility, mental clarity, and focus. A lot of people get a feeling of well-being. Some people literally will tell you that it's the most important asset in their life once they indeed have had the benefit of enjoying these frequencies. I could go on and on. I could talk forever because I'm so excited about some of these modalities and what I've seen. Literally miraculous results as I've shared them with other people. And again, there are other modalities. We have a weight loss thing called Burn. It's great for detoxing, suppressing your appetite. And a simple little patch that creates inch in weight loss doesn't get much better than that. We have a patch called Wow, and it literally is a wow. We have a patch called Revive. It is something that if you have any complications from the neck on up, you need to have Revive. And I could go on and on, but I won't. Going to now turn my hat the other direction. As a former college instructor, curriculum developer at a couple different universities, a specific entrepreneur having developed both linear and multi-level marketing businesses to extreme success levels, I've been around the block. And quite frankly, I've never seen an opportunity as huge and uncapped as this one. Why? Because the future of the world is energy. The future of what is going to happen is simple solutions using energy instead of the old, you know, kind of chemical modality that we are used to. And we are at the cusp of the future. So for anybody that has a little insight into understanding opportunity and timing, you are at the right place at the right time. Why? It's an 8-year-old company. It specifically has patented technology, so everything that you heard about is protected and exclusive to this company and available since February the 11th of this year through the new distribution model that affords anybody listening the ability to profit from these amazing technologies. To become involved, you become a brand partner, get back to the individual who invited you to this information. Doesn't cost anything to be a brand partner, so there is no financial risk. Then I would recommend choosing some products within the product line. They're all unconditionally guaranteed, so there is, again, no financial risk. And as you begin to experience the benefits that are derived by having these frequencies working on your body on a continuous resonating basis, you'll become bulletproof and 60 feet tall like I am. It's unbelievable at how excited I am every morning to wake up and think about how can I share these technologies with some more people? Who can I impact? How can I improve somebody else's life starting today? And that's an ongoing mission. And you could join us. You could join us just for the purpose of, you know, trying the products. Certainly admirable. And why not? Let me ask you a really simple, stupid question. And that is, if you have three choices, one is you could buy a product at retail. Two, you could buy it at wholesale. Or three, you can get it for free. What's your choice? Well, you know, if you said retail, more power to you. You know, keep the economy going. That's great. And I'd love to introduce you to one of our brand partners, and you can become one of their customers. But if you choose to become a brand partner yourself, you certainly have the opportunity to profit as people become familiar with these options in their life. And when they choose to make a buying decision, you earn income. And if you want to just apply that income to purchase products, you're welcome to do that. That would be free products, in my opinion. If you want to get a little more serious, work part-time, begin to share this information, believe me, you never have to do what I've just done. Explain these technologies. We have so many resources available that do the work for you. We have these particular presentations 5 nights a week. We have a webinar on Tuesday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern time. We have a webinar on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. that has dial-in numbers and web access for anybody around the world. We're an international company. We specifically have 11 dropship hubs from around the world now, and we're expanding extremely rapidly. So if you want to share this information, you want to earn some money, you could do it part-time around your schedule and earn part-time income. Get a little more serious, step up your game. You can earn full-time income working part-time. Or if you catch the vision like I have, if you understand the impact and the importance of these technologies and you seriously get it in your heart that you want to make a difference in this world, that you want to impact our world, you want to leave a legacy, there are no limits to what you can do with these technologies. So please get back to the individual that invited you to this information and get all your questions answered. And in my opinion, in my advice as a very seriously successful business consultant, do not procrastinate. Position immediately. With that, we're going to offer anybody who is a first-time listener the opportunity to get some free resonators. They get 3 resonators. Each one is good for a 3-day usage. And all we ask is that you identify yourself. We're going to ask you to press 1 on your phone. Tell us your first name. Tell us where you're calling from. Tell us who invited you to this information. And then we'll, you know, give you a specific website where you can fill in a little information about which modalities you heard about this evening that are of interest to you. And when you do that, the form will be sent to the inviter, and they will get back to you. And as a consequence, they'll ask you to review a couple videos, brief videos, about 3-4 minutes in length, on the topics of interest to you. And once you've done that, they'll ask for your address, and they'll get the freebies on their way. And the inviter, by the way, earns 2 resonators each time they successfully have a guest that comes to our radio show, which is available 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday night. And when, again, that guest of theirs goes through the process to get their freebies, they're rewarded with 2 of the resonators themselves, which means that they can acquire unlimited resonators without ever spending any money if they choose not to, simply by sharing this information with other people. With that, I'd like to pay special tribute to Richard and Joy, to Teresa and Scott, and anybody else that Gary, who typically is on this program, but he's kind of recovering from some challenges, and from Sean, Doc, Pharrell, who all cooperate to make this radio blog talk show a regular possibility for everybody to enjoy. With that, Richard, do we have any people who have pushed 1 yet?
Yes, we do. And just a reminder, you've come to listen to the call, and now's your opportunity to get some free samples here. So just press 1 and we'll take you all in order. The first person is 8719. Go right ahead, 8719. It's the last 4 digits of your phone number, 8719. We hear you. Go ahead. We're just looking for your first name and who invited you.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My name's Tanya Lim, and the person that invited me was Diana Anderson.
Great.
Marvel.
In what state are you calling from?
Washington.
Oh, perfect. Well, we certainly appreciate your having listened to us this evening. Is there anything that comes to mind that you might want a little curiosity satisfied related to what you heard, or was there any modality that you heard that sort of sounds really cool?
I'm not really sure what to think of it all. It was a lot of science I don't really know too much about.
Marvelous. Well, all I can say is that you've earned some free resonators simply for tuning in this evening. And if you get back to Diana, she'll definitely, you know, clue you in on the process to be able to get those, to be able to try and enjoy and prove it to yourself. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Great. Thank you for being with us this evening.
Thank you so much, Tanya. And I'll tell you one of the great things, you don't have to know all the science. You just invite people to come to the call, and Irv and Gary take care of explaining all of that. How's that for making things easy?
Yeah, that sounds easy enough.
And I highly recommend you come back a few times, you know, or often, because, you know, we say things differently. Sometimes we talk about different technologies. We specialize in one or another, and we might stress a little information. We might go into a little more depth in one or, you know, area or another. So I think you'll find it to be a learning experience, an ongoing learning experience. And then after we go through the initial first-time listeners, we open it up to some experiences that people share, and it is sometimes overwhelming with their personal experiences with these batteries. So please stick around. Thank you for calling.
All righty.
Thank you, Tanya. Okay, the next caller, last 4 digits, 8514. 8514. Go ahead. What's your first name and who invited you?
Cassandra Davis and Kim Houston invited me.
Great. Where are you calling from?
Tennessee.
Oh, perfect. Was there anything on this evening's blog talk show that was of specific interest to you?
It all sounded really interesting. I agree with the other caller that has just hung up that I'm not too scientifically knowledgeable in all of this, so I'm interested in finding out.
Perfect. And again, if you would fill in the form available at quantumsolutionsnow.info, quantumsolutionsnow.info, and make sure you list the name of your inviter, first name and last name, so that he'll receive his reward, and you'll, you know, pick a couple of the, and again, they're all listed, all the various technologies that we have available are listed, and you just pick the ones of interest so that we'll get a couple real brief videos into your hands so that you'll have the opportunity to get a doctor's perspective on how this all works. You know, it might give you the little additional wisdom that will kind of bring you over the hump to get comfortable with this is amazing science.
Yes.
Fair enough. Thank you for calling. And again, stick around. You'll hear some testimonials coming up.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now we're going to go to 9074. 9074. What's your name and who invited you?
Oh, my name is Rachel, and Diana Anderson invited me.
Great. Thank you for coming this evening. I appreciate your time very much. Where do you live?
Oklahoma.
Oh, marvelous. A little cool down there, probably?
Yeah, it's a little bit cool.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Well, I was talking to the owner of our company, and Rick, you know, told me that he had more than 30 inches of snow. He lives in New Hampshire. Said that, you know,
wow,
it's kind of a record. He doesn't remember that happening, you know, in a long, long time, if he even ever remembers it happening in such a brief period of time. But, you know, be blessed and appreciate where you are. You know, it's not like that, right?
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get in Oklahoma, though. We got snow the other day.
Sure.
You just never know.
I understand. Now, based upon what you heard this evening, was there any specific questions that came to mind?
No. Actually, I have read up a little on the frequency. I've read up on the EMF. But I didn't know about the oxygen. What was that called? Oxygen, nitrogen, or something like that.
Nitric oxide?
Something like that. I've heard of that,
yep,
too.
Yep. Yeah, well,
yeah,
it's good. This is kind of the reality of nitric oxide production in most Americans' bodies. By the time you're age 40, you've lost about 30% of the production that you had when you were at your peak. And 10 years later at 50, you've lost about another 20%. So you're down to 50% of what you had when you were youthful. That's not a good thing. And
no,
unfortunately, as people get older, it even gets more compromised. So, you know, doing something to bring that natural production of nitric oxide back to youthful levels makes such a difference in your vitality and your general health. It's just something that everybody really appreciates once they begin to experience it. And our simple nitro patches, and maybe that's the one that you'll, you know, specifically want to enjoy as your freebie. Again, you get three resonators simply for having called in. And again, if you get back to Diana, she'll through that process. So,
well, I can get more information. I can get more information on your website, right?
She'll give you the website. She'll absolutely give you the website to be able to review. Yes.
Yes. Yes, she'll give me the website.
Go ahead.
My husband takes beets, and so that's part of that nitric oxide. I can't say it. Nitric oxide. Yes.
He takes what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what he takes.
Beets.
Oh,
we're supplements.
Beets,
we take a lot of supplements.
That's
really
great.
Do. We take a lot of supplements, especially now.
Yeah, I used to use a $60 nitric oxide beet supplement, you know, very popular, medical doctor formulated a product that is extremely expensive, and I thought extremely effective, but I found that it's so much simpler to put these resonators on, and my nitric oxide levels when I test them with nitric oxide test strips is much higher than it was ever achieved when I was using that expensive supplement. So all I could say is I'm tuned into energy now.
Right. That's good. But I have heard about the energy and the frequencies. I've read about it actually, but I'm glad I was on the call. So now
great.
I
always
get
welcome
back with
come back.
The person. Now I get back
get
with
back.
The person that invited me to fill the form out.
Yep, she'll tell you how to proceed. Yep.
Okay.
I believe she's using a different method than we are. That's the only reason I guess I need to talk to her to get a clarification. But get back to her.
Yeah, she is. She's using a different method. So yeah, It's good though.
Thank you.
Get with her.
Stand by. We do have some testimonials coming up that you'll be, you know, probably, I'll say nonplussed. You know, you probably won't even believe some of the things that you'll hear, but they are experiences people are going through. So, again, thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you. It was pretty interesting.
My pleasure.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rachel. We look forward to you coming back and learning some more.
Oh, I will. I'm all.
Oops. Sorry about that. I think we're already halfway down with that. We're looking for some other new people who might want to press one so they can earn some. There we go. It didn't take me too much with that one. 3194, 3194. What's your name, your first name, and who invited you?
Well, this is Gary.
Oh, there you go, Gary. Sorry about that.
Well, welcome, young man. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm not used to seeing you down there in the list.
Yeah. Normally I'm up on the thing.
We'll give you another day to recovery. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time, we have the Veterans Tribute Call. So, you know, you having been, you know, active in the military, we certainly appreciate everything that you have contributed to our country, and we certainly appreciate every veteran and every military active individual's contributions. There is nothing free about freedom, and ultimately, you know, again, every Monday night, we certainly, you know, go out of our way to attempt to express some appreciation. So we'll hear you tomorrow, hopefully healthy.
Yes, yes.
So. And also, I just want to remind everybody, Tuesday night, we're doing something going to be special, 7 o'clock. If you want more information, just get in touch with Richard or Joey or myself or Diane or anybody on our team, and we'll share something with you that it's going to explode our business. Promise you, it will be well worth your little 30 minutes of time to learn what we're doing and what Diane is doing. If you haven't paid attention, she's got about 10 people in the last 3 days on this call. She's doing something right. And I've got quite a few on the call in the last 3 or 4 days. So get back with us. Watch what we're doing. Be part of it. Learn what we're doing. And let's grow our business together and climb that ladder all the way to the top. Thank each and every one of you, and hopefully my voice will be back by then.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. All right,
okay,
Richard.
We're still
do we have any other first-time callers?
Yep, here we go. 9630. What's your name and who invited you?
Yes, it's Sister Veronica. My name is Rachel Cousins.
Welcome. Appreciate
yes.
your dialing in. Are you in California?
Yes, I'm sorry. San Diego, California.
Marvelous. Well,
yes.
Did you have any specific questions based upon what you heard this evening?
Well, fortunately, I came in a little later. I'm sorry I had some things, but I really needed to make this. So.
Okay. Well, we do this vlog 5 nights a week at 5 p.m., specifically every night of the week except for Tuesday and Friday. So you're welcome to definitely come back again often. And the way it works is that for first-time callers like yourself, we reward first-time callers with 3 resonators, and we ask that you fill in the form at quantumsolutionsnow.info. That's quantum, Quantum, solutionsnow.info. And at the bottom of the form, pick those items that are of interest to you. You know, you'll see the various products available in our product line. And list Veronica as your inviter. and she'll get back to you with a couple videos of interest for you to watch at your convenience. And when you confirm that with her, we'll go ahead and get those samples on their way. And she will receive two resonators for having successfully invited you. Each time you in the future invite somebody to our radio blog show that successfully, you know, number one, identifies themselves as a first-time caller, and secondly, reviews the videos that are sent to them, then that person receives the three resonators free to absolutely prove to themselves how well our modalities work. And you, as the inviter, will receive two resonators each time, unlimited free resonators available to you by simply inviting people to the information that you need to get in their hands anyhow. How's that sound?
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
Very good.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard, and I look forward to chatting soon. But join us and stick around. We'll have some testimonials coming up.
Okay, yes, because later I just wanted to ask about the energy one. I didn't get to hear that. I don't know if you guys spoke about it.
Okay. Well, there are a couple modalities in our product line that tend to really help people with energy. Okay, one is the nitro patch. And what it does is, again, it stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide, which allows for more oxygen and better nutrient delivery to every cell in your body. A lot of people really get major energy by having that oxygen hit every cell in your body. Then we have a wow patch, absolutely a wow. In fact, we had the other night a young lady, I believe she said she's an octogenarian, and she got up early that day. From the first day that she received the patches, she bought them for the first time last week. From the first time she put on that wow patch, she has been wowed. Unbelievable energy, able to do things that she hasn't been able to do in 40-some years as far as her energy levels. And then the other thing that a lot of people experience is with our earthing card, the frequencies of the earth, the specific frequencies that have been embedded in that, the essential oil frequencies and the CBD frequencies and some of the other plant modalities that are also in there along with the earthing frequency, help people get the energy of the earth, which is invigorating. You know, there's no question that it helps in a lot of things. It facilitates deeper, more efficient sleep. And, as you begin to get into that healing modality of deeper sleep, your body begins to energize efficiently. Also, people take water that they've just run over that card and they spray it or spritz it on themselves, and they have definitely an energy experience. So we have a lot of things that address helping people get back to, more vibrant levels of themselves.
Wow, you said water, putting it over the card?
Yeah, it's a remarkable, kind of piece of technology in that as you indeed influence any aqueous solution, it takes the frequencies that have been embedded in the card and it carries it into that liquid. So when you drink the liquid, you indeed are getting the same benefit as you are influenced by the card itself, or when you spray it on somebody, works exactly the same as if they have been impacted by the card.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's interesting.
These are all amazing technologies. In fact, all the little peel and sticks and our resonating discs in our freshness card, they do the same thing. They impact fluids dramatically. So you could definitely enhance the energy in any fluid or any substance with our, various batteries. It's mind, boggling at how this all works. But, the more you experience it, the more you'll be ingratiated that you have had it introduced into your life.
Well, I'm getting a little bit of it, and I already seem to like it. Well, I haven't even tried it.
you're beginning a journey, and that journey is just going to make you giddy. You know, I wake up every morning, I'm literally beside myself. I'm like a little kid with excitement because this is so awesome.
Wow.
So look forward to a new experience.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for, you know, being aboard this evening and joining our family and reaching out and beginning to impact the world.
May I ask you one more question? I just had
sure.
a little question. Okay, there's this product also. It's called DOT, and it's for the EMF as well. Are they, like, competition with you guys, or is that...
Well, all I can say is we've sold over a couple million EMF shields. I have no idea where they stand in the marketplace. We have practitioners around the world that absolutely have tested our products against everything else that was given to them that, you know, kind of portrayed themselves as being an EMF protector. And
yes.
not one of those practitioners has gone back to any of the other modalities. They're all absolutely with us and advocates because ours works so well. And the benefits derived by having our EMF shields are
mm-hmm.
documented and provable and patented. So, I'm not familiar with what you asked me, you know, but, you know, literally just – once you get your EMF shields, do some muscle testing. Do some kinesiology. See how well those other devices stand up as far as mitigating the complication of the EMF emitted by devices. You'll see.
Right. Okay, no, thank you. I really appreciate it. Wow.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, I'm so glad I asked these questions. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, we love everybody's questions. There's no question, you know, that's not a great question. You know, please come back often, and as you develop questions, bring them out. We look forward to it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
thank
again.
Thank you. So appreciate
stick
it.
Around. We'll hear some testimonies shortly.
I will.
Richard? Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you. Okay, there's a couple other people here who I don't recognize. If you're a new caller, please hit 1. And we'll make sure that you get some free stickers here. It's all you have to do is hit 1, and you've already heard everyone else. It's a real simple process. Okay, at this point, no other takers.
Okay. In that case, why
so
don't we open it up?
Some
testimonials. I'd love to hear... you know, some experiences. We have a lot of first-time listeners on. We have some shy listeners that for one reason or another have chosen not to get their free resonators this evening. You come back tomorrow night or come back on Wednesday night. Thursday night, I think we're going to call it off. That's Christmas Eve. And then we'll be back to normal operations on Saturday and Sunday and Monday of next week. So, you know, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. And if somebody would step forward, press 1, and volunteer for a little testimonial.
We're all ready. So 3640, you're first. Thank you. 3640, I believe that's you, Liz. We don't hear you. Still don't hear you, Liz. 3640.
Might have to hit *6 if you muted your phone or unmute.
We're still not hearing you. We'll tell you what, we'll come back to you in a minute and try it again here. Okay, Scott, 7368.
Hey, good evening. It's me, Teresa.
What's the other Scott?
All right. Hi, Teresa.
it's the other Scott. There's a scary one.
Welcome.
I want to talk about the earthing card because, it is my best friend. I had stomach issues, and it helps me to be able to actually eat. And not have repercussion for eating certain things, and I love it. But, Irv, you might remember when we did earthing water.
Yeah, we have a little pump spring ball. Okay.
Okay, and, well, there was some left over. So I put it on my spider plant. And today, I have I was standing there thinking, where am I going to move this thing to? It has shoots rocketing off of it all over the place.
Awesome.
I put that water on it back in October.
Sure.
And
wow.
It is just going nuts. So I thought that was pretty amazing that
send
put water on there.
Yeah.
Is really going to do that.
We've seen that. I don't mean to, you know, interrupt. I'd like to hear your other testimonial about, you know, the fact that you've had some other discomfort that seemingly has eased. But we'll get to that in a minute. I just want to interject the fact that, again, the water that is energized by the earthing card has the properties that have been embedded into the earthing card, which are, you know, absolutely critical for vitality in animals and in humans and in plants. And we have seen time and time again, we have people that have, you know, conscientiously actually done experiments where they would water one plant with the water that's been introduced to the frequencies of the earthing card. And you could do that in several ways. You could simply just drop that card into a pitcher of water or a bucket of water or a tub of water and just leave it there. Or you can specifically run your hose over that card or put it in a funnel and run the water out of your sink or out of your water filtration system through that funnel over the card and then collect that water. And again, you know, you could use it for anything you want to use it for vitality, for kind of energizing yourself, for consuming the water, getting the structured water, the energized water of the earthing card, the earth or the earth water into your body. You could spray it on plants. You could water plants. And the difference that you will see between those plants that you treat with the earth water and those that you just water normally will be mind-boggling. We have a picture of a particular, you know, and unfortunately he didn't do a split experiment in which he had two plants, you know, that he, you know, seeded at the same time, but he had a cherry tomato plant. And this, he happens to be my sponsor. And Doug is a black thumb grower. You know, quite frankly, anything he ever grows dies. But this particular cherry tomato plant was planted in a bucket on his deck. And he was, you know, kind of going through coating his deck. You know, he had chemical treatment that he was trying to preserve the deck. And at that time, he had his earthing card around his neck on a lanyard, and he didn't want to get any of that substance on his card, so he took it off and he threw it on the tomato plant without really thinking much about it. Well, that plant started to bloom, and then it bloomed, and then it bloomed, and then it bloomed. It literally, by the end of the season, had produced over 1,000 cherry tomatoes on one cherry tomato plant. Never saw anything like it. Looked like an alien species. So understand the power of our earthing cards. It goes far beyond, you know, just mitigating the complications of EMF. It goes far beyond our personal experiences when we have it on us. It will help every animal. And again, Teresa, if you'd be kind enough to talk a little bit about your dog and the earthing card and the benefits that are being derived from the energy.
Well, what's it been? It's been about a couple months now. I came home from work, and Nyla, who is 13 years old, and she was, she had her back end, her back 2 feet were on the carpet, and her 1 foot was on the slippy part of the floor, And the other one was, she was holding it up, like, and she would not move. She could not move. And so I got the harness, and I took her outside so she could go to the bathroom and everything, because I just come home from work. She was out there. She went to go to the bathroom and pretty much just fell over. We have a dog lift, thank goodness, because we live in a bi-level. Brought her back in, and she just had to lay in one spot. I fed her that night, and she stayed there. And in the middle of the night, she tried to get up to go to bed because that's where she, you know, she slept on the floor in the bedroom with us. And she was trying to move in the middle of the night, and she was just spinning around like a walrus or a goldfish would just flop around. Couldn't move. So the next morning, Scott and I both had to put a harness in the front of her and the back of her, take her out to the backyard to go to the bathroom, and left her out there, you know, in case she had to go, because we were thinking that was her last day. Scott made an appointment to take her to the vet last, you know, gonna try anything. I didn't know, though, the evening before, Scott had put 2 immunity, 2 relief. She on an earthing card. What else, Scott, was it? And a nitro, and he just tried every patch. And she was outside. I think it was about 1 o'clock the next afternoon. And mind you, she could not get up and move because her, you know, 13 years old, her back legs are very weak, and she had evidently hurt a front leg. But she was up walking by 1 o'clock the next afternoon. We did take her to the vet, but she was down there marking her territory in different places before she even – and she walked into the vet's office. And we changed her – we put relief patches on – batteries on her about every 3 days. Now, and she goes out and she will walk and meet us. I walked the other two, the perimeter of the yard, and she's out there and she meets us. She's 13-and-a-half-year-old Akita. It's pretty amazing to me that it helps her the way it does.
Thank you. Hey, marvelous.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I'm in love with your creatures. They're all so cool, and it is a true joy. I happened to be there the day that we went to that veterinarian, and he looked at us like, well, you know, when Scott called to make the appointment, he specifically, you know, said that it couldn't get up, yet it walked into the veterinarian, and the guy couldn't believe it. He said, "What's going on here?" You know, and we had the opportunity to begin to talk to him about our CBD modalities, which he's very interested in. But unfortunately, there's dosage complications for veterinarian applications, not in our modality. You know, we're energy only, and we, you know, are still in the process of getting, you know, information so they understand how simple our solutions are, and we don't have the complications that any other tincture or normal, you know, application of CBD would have for pets. But absolutely a amazing reality. I mean, you know, that's, you know, pets don't have placebo effect. You know, the fact that Nyla was able to, you know, get up and function again and, you know, kind of extended its vibrancy, you know, I don't know how much longer, very, very old. That species doesn't normally last that long. You know, I don't know what the record is, but she's pressing on the record, and just phenomenal. So please appreciate what you have in your hands. And Teresa, your personal experience with, you know, maybe mobility. You know, Scott said something about golfing at one point or something.
Oh yeah, I went golfing one time, and I would have been rather played 9 holes than the 18, because I'm telling you what, it about killed me.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I am pushing. Well, I'm older.
21 plus. That's a good year.
Yeah, I'm over 21. There you go. But so the next time we went golfing, I had the earthing card, and I was good to go. I didn't have pain in my arms, my hips. I don't have pain in my hips like I used to.
Discomfort.
Oh, discomfort, sorry. And, but, yeah, Scott yelled at me.
and again, we do not, pain happens to be a description of a medical condition, and we don't have anything to do with medical conditions. You know, we're just dealing with bringing optimal health back into the body using energy modalities. So when we refer to, you know, a condition that is absolutely unbearable, it's excruciating discomfort. So
discomfort, yes. Well, I've had lots of discomfort in my hips, and the earthing card has helped that, along with when the greatest thing, though, is since I've gotten over 21, when I would eat certain things, especially like a dairy, like ice cream, I would be going straight to the bathroom after that with discomfort in my stomach and everything. The earthing card has made me like a normal person again.
Incredible. Wow. So happy.
Yeah.
So happy for you. Marvelous. Well, thank you. I mean, that is, you know, that's just one person's kind of journey, and it hasn't been very long. I would say maybe less than 4 months, or, you know, about that maybe by now. But would you say that this modality is life changing?
5 months.
Definitely.
5 months.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Pretty amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can we sneak Scott on? Is he, you know, shy tonight?
Yeah, he wasn't sure if he could get back in line or if somebody else wanted to talk or not.
Go right ahead. Bring him on.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing this evening?
Possibly perfect.
That's wonderful. We just got done making up 84 dog meals. So.
Oh, nice. Dogs will eat for a while. Cool.
2 weeks. That's 2 weeks worth.
So, tell us a little bit about your experience, if you would, Scott. Again, we have a lot of new people on this evening, so give us, you know.
Card, I used to wake up every day of my life for the last 5 years until I've had the earthing card now about 5 months. Until about 5 months ago when I got the earthing card, I wake up every day of my life with extreme discomfort in the stomach, with running to the bathroom, the faucet coming out my rear end, or vomiting, or both at the same time. And I haven't had that in the morning since I've gotten the earthing card. Like I said, about 5 months, that's all stopped. I couldn't eat any beef products. If I ate beef, it was 10 times worse. I may as well not plan on going anywhere that next day. Just may as well plan on staying home and sitting in the bathroom, because that's about what I did. So it's really changed my life. I can make an appointment now, be there, see you in the morning, whatever time you want me to be there, I can be there. It's not the complications anymore of not being able to make my appointments on time because of having the diarrhea or the vomiting in the morning. So it's pretty remarkable how it's changed my life. Like Teresa said, the dog wears one. Getting ready to put one on the other two dogs, actually. All three of them are going to have one on. Well, yeah, may possibly get one more of them done this evening. Not sure yet. But anyhow, Taser's about to get his CBD tag back on this morning. His collar broke, and then we don't know what happened to the other one. So anyhow, he's going to have another one put on this evening. CBD pet tag.
What,
You want to describe the way that you put the earthing card on your dog?
Well, what you do is you get a lanyard and you take the plastic sleeve that hooks onto your lanyard to the piece that goes around your neck. Then you have that plastic sleeve that your card goes in. Well, what we did was we ran a tie strap, a zip tie, on each side, like there, and put a hole in the one end. And then there's like two places on the dog's collar where you can run that through and then run it through on the sleeve once you put a hole in the sleeve and then zip tie it right onto the dog's collar. And that's what
and
we're going to do with the other two. So all three of them have one.
As for the patch, how do you kind of implement that use?
Oh, I just stick the patches right on the dog's right on the dog's lanyard sleeve. The sleeve where the lanyard goes in, that's plastic. That way they just peel right back off and I leave them on there about 7 days and then peel them back off and then add new ones.
Perfect.
And she's got about 8 stickers on her right now. Eight resonators.
Tell her we said hello. You know, love the creature.
Well, hopefully she'll still be here when you make it back.
Right. And how about your bat? You want to talk a little bit about that?
The relief sticker is what got me in this business. The relief is just, it's truly something else. I have extreme discomfort where I'm talking like I was involved in a lawsuit for like 7.5 years because of the injury that I received at work to my back, upper and lower. So anyhow, the relief, I had a guy that was really interested in getting me in this business because I did very well in another business, and then I just give up on it. But I sponsored a guy that was in this business, in another business, and he was pretty serious about getting me involved. Well, I just wasn't interested in doing another business, so I just kept blowing him off and telling him, look, man, finally I just told him, let me alone. So he did, but when he did, he was smart. He went after my 70-year-old, somebody that I really trust their opinion, and I know that they know internet marketing and all that kind of different stuff. So I listened to what he had to say, but then when I knew that Chris had a load into, he's a truck driver, and he had a load into Philadelphia, and he lives in Arkansas, I thought, wow, and he's going to drive from Philly to Marion? That's a three-and-a-half-hour drive one way. I thought, man, there's really, really got to be something to this. But I still didn't let anybody know that I even had slight interest at that point. I just kept telling everybody I had nothing to do with it. So anyhow, Al went and met Chris, and Al came to my house that evening, and he brought this little sticker. He said, here, Chris wants you to stick this one. I was like, well, you're only sticking one of them on me, not two, one. I said, if one does anything to me, I said, I'll make you a deal. I'll join your business, and we'll go with it from there and see what happens. I said, so, all right, so I had Teresa stick a sticker on my, right where it looks like somebody kicked me, in about my 7-8 area of my back. So anyhow, Chris, he met Al, and Al got here to my house that night, and I asked Al, I said, did you shut Chris up? Because he was just going to meet him just to, you know, so he would leave us alone. And then when Al gets here to my house, he said, no, that he signed up. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, here we go. So they put that sticker on me, and the next morning when I get up, and like I said, you know, I mean, I've had really, really bad discomfort for years, extreme discomfort for years, where, you know, the doctors had me on some of the highest opiate meds that you can possibly think of for like 3 years, and I was tired of being a zombie in my own life, so I got myself off all of those meds, but and then I was just suffering. So I thank Chris Crandall. I thank you very much for being persistent and getting to Al, and then Al bringing me into this. There's no regrets, I'll tell you that. It's a true life changer. If you have a lot of discomfort, you try that relief. If it doesn't work, just keep working with the person that you're working with, because sooner or later we'll get you something that will eliminate what you need, or you just need to break that energy barrier. And then once you break that negative energy, it's all downhill from there, because then your discomfort is going to a minimal. And then once that happens, you can really start to enjoy life and enjoy things that you used to do that you never thought you'd be able to do again. So I got really, really high regards for the earthing card, the relief. All the modalities are actually excellent. I mean, they all work in different ways. It's just what you prefer for yourself. And I wear the CBD pet tag. I have one of them on myself at all times. It never leaves. And then I have another modality that's not out yet. I have one of those on my necklace as well. So, I mean, this company, whoever invited you, if you're not in this and you didn't take a position yet, you didn't take a free position, you're seriously, seriously making a major, major mistake by keep holding and putting the person off that invited you. I wish I would have told Chris yes the first day, because I'm kicking myself in the arse. I'd be a lot further ahead than what I am right now, but I'm doing all right, but I just always beat up myself. So anyhow, that's all I have for this evening. If you ever have any questions or anything, you can greatly call me. My number is 717-830-3808, and I'll answer any of your questions that I'm capable of. And that's it. That's all I got for this evening, Irv.
Appreciate it. Thanks both of you. Thanks, everybody. We have a minute and a half. I'm just going to say that there is an incredible promotion on the EMF shields that only lasts till midnight Eastern this evening. Normally, you get 8 of them for $99, but it's buy one, get one free. And give you a little tip, if you put it under a new representative coming in, there will be a 25% kickback on that order. So you can get actually 16 stickers, if you configure it properly, for around $75. Doesn't get any better, guys. And also, I want to remind you that we do have this same radio blog show tomorrow evening at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. We give away resonators. You know, again, first-time listeners, if you fill in the form at quantumsolutionsnow.info, make sure you list the name of your inviter and the modalities of interest. We'll make sure that we go through the process of getting additional information in your hands so that you can get your freebies. And with that, thanks, everyone. Thank you, Richard. Thanks, everybody, for talking this evening. And we'll hear you on the radio tomorrow. Good night.
Thanks, Herb. Good night, everyone.